I just bought some weird...
Adam, turn the air conditioner
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
I bought some suck on these.
Succonies? You
know, suck on
there
these.
Used to be this wigger in eighth grade that used to call his Succonies conies, I remember. And also,
Adam using the N-word on the podcast.
No,
I can't believe
I
you said
W. No.
I can't believe you said that about that black guy you went
no,
to school
he
with.
He was definitely N-word. White.
Jesus,
dude.
I saw you sneezed a bit.
He called them
bit.
Conies?
You were saying the N-word, but you... You stuttered because there was a bit of cum in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I see.
Yeah, he was trying to... He was doing a thing where he makes a little bowl with his tongue and he holds cum in it all day. And then he was trying to say the N-word.
It's a diet thing.
Is it?
You get the calories, but
you get
don't
two
have
tablespoons
have
of cum the whole day?
Yeah, but it's really hard to keep it, like, in a pool in your...
Does it strengthen your tongue for eating guys' asses later?
No, it doesn't necessarily strengthen it. It actually exhausts my tongue. Yeah. I can't really talk by the end of the day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Apparently, in Albania, they had, like, these, like, mountain tribes where you were allowed to be trans. Like, you could be a woman... That lived as a man.
I mean, that's like, that's not unique. The idea
that
there's
Southeast
a gender
Asia,
binary is
India,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, lots of cultures have that.
But it's like, yeah, I don't know. It was.
There's people cool. that live in the woods and, like, stick their dicks in piles of fire ants. They always have a third gender that's, like, guy that's too much of a pussy to fuck the fire ants. And then he gets to, like, hang out with the children, I guess, and pretend he has breasts.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do those guys get fucked?
Certainly not by the fire ants.
Yep.
That's
yep.
for the real men.
That's the good pussy.
You
that's fire
you,
ant
you
pussy.
Let a bunch of bullet ants bite your testicles, and then you sit on top of a totem pole for 6.5 weeks.
It's crazy to think, but there are still tribes like deep Amazon, deep Congo that have never had any contact with the outside world.
Is that real?
Yeah. There's still like
tribes that have never had sex, and it's you guys.
Yeah.
What?
It's true.
A tribe called Never Had Sex.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, how could it be a tribe? Then you wouldn't be able to procreate.
That's my my rap group, a tribe called,
tribe
Never, had
called
sex.
Never Had Sex. Your real work.
You know what was pretty cool? We were doing blow on Halloween like 3 years ago and went to that party that had those like half dollar sized M&Ms.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, I ate like 19 of
them. That was the night that Tommy told us he slept with a trans.
That was also the night that
Do you have
that,
a blow
that,
guy?
That guy fucking told that story about his friend that, you know, we're talking about those Hasidic hats, those stupid
oh,
hats.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, but he got...
And this guy's like, Larson. Yeah, my boy got one of those, and, like, they caught him, and he went to... He got charged with, like, grand larceny or something.
Yeah, and it cost, like,
$5,000. What do you mean he got one of those? And he was like, yeah, he was, like, riding his bike down the street, and he fucking, like, just plucked it off one of those guys' heads. Which
that's
the idea of a Hasidic guy like running down the street
so
after
good.
His stupid hat.
So good.
Because if anyone deserves it, it's them. If they should be hate crimed, but like
yeah,
light
think,
hate crimes,
sure.
Like that.
I mean, they're like pranks,
goofy
yeah.
ones. They're bad people. Like, and they don't have a sense of humor.
Oh, they're horrible drivers.
And they exploit.
Don't even get me started.
They exploit the system to you know
welfare and shit.
Yeah, but then to like personally enrich themselves and then exploit their yeah. you know the communities they live in.
Oh, for
what
sure.
What about a fucking we do one of those like claw games, but it's a bunch of those guys with their
hats.
Their hats and
we
the claw.
Steal all their hats.
No, they have to be in. It's a big one of those claw games.
Uh huh.
And they're all in there.
How about
we pluck it from their heads?
We reroute the G train to a special camp where they have to go into. They look like showers, but there's actually gas that comes out of the ceiling.
Whoa!
Like fun laughing gas.
Yeah.
Okay, and they all so we teach them about laughter since they don't have a sense of humor. We put them in that camp and they all
yeah.
And we show them like. The Ringer by Johnny Knoxville, the best comedy ever.
The one
made.
Where he pretends he's retarded.
He's retarded. And we put laughing gas and then we cure them of their humorlessness.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, it's a great movie, Tropic Thunder. I was just talking about that today.
It's a really good movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
They pulled off the blackface.
It feels a little weird when he's doing blackface.
I think it's cool.
You think
I
so?
I thought it was funny. Sort of like the Neeson Rumble in the Bronx.
That's where, Adam, you developed your crush on Asian girls is from this young Chinese girl in Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Moving on.
Yeah, I think
wait, what about your... I want to hear about your Halloween costume that you were like... Because Sonic.
I was asked to buy like Power Rangers stuff. And like,
I was Hercules 1 year. That was pretty good. The Kevin Sorbo one.
My parents would just put me in like scarves of my mom's and be like, you're a fucking pirate.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, that was your parents' choice to go into your mom's room.
Yeah, yeah. My parents are always forced me to put.
I went
my mom's
as a pirate,
heels.
And then my dad.
It's like the middle of May, and his dad's like, "What the fuck is this?" He's like, "I'm playing Halloween.
It's Halloween, Dad.
I'm pretending it's Halloween so I can get candy." And he's like, "Good save." Why is the TV remote in your ass? I'm playing the remote's laws.